This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Yesterday, we talked about the impact of the devastating Napa Valley earthquake on U.S. wine prices. But just how serious was the impact at the epicenter in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys? I'll share what we know after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Initial reports directly following the Napa Valley earthquake painted a bleak picture of both structural damage and wine losses. While there's little doubt that the overall losses will be astronomical, there's been a significant amount of downward revision with regard to actual wine losses. In the hours immediately following the quake, it was reported that one major producer, B.R. Cohen, had lost approximately 50% of its inventory on hand, with wine still in barrels suffering the greatest loss. Just a few days later, the number was reduced to just 10 to 15%, a fraction of the original report. And similar revisions appear to be more the rule than the exception. Nonetheless, just one barrel holds 60 gallons of wine, or 300 bottles. So you can only imagine the enormous amount of cleanup that was required in wineries that lost numerous barrels. To put things into perspective, if you've ever spilled a glass of red wine on the carpet, you know you'll be on your hands and knees for quite a while. Well, there are 1,500 glasses of wine in a barrel. It hurts just to think about it. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.